still just kind of. All right. All right. So gang's all here, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it is a local show brought to you by Kentucky Music Company, 98.3 The Edge. Blind Locomotive is here. All four cars.
We ain't got that much money for gas. Not a chance. One car, four seats, but we got here.
All right. All right. So let's go around the horn here. Introduce yourself.
I am Philip Goodwin, and I play guitar.
It's true. I've seen him do it.
It's Ashley Forshee here. I'm lead vocalist, and I also play guitar.
Uh-huh.
I'm Todd Mearswa, and I'm the drummer.
Steve Bunnell, and I play bass.
All right. Well, here we go. We got new stuff. You guys got some gigs coming up this summer to talk about, but I'm sure I'm going to go out on a limb here and figure you might like to get a hold of some more in between now and June.
Just maybe.
Maybe. All right. So, got three new songs here. We will get into the concerts coming up. Of course, folks need to follow you on social media. That would be Blind Locomotive on Facebook. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And, Philip, you don't have enough Facebook friends, so everybody add Philip.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not shy.
Not shy. That's right. All right. So tell us about these new songs. We'll start with this is where we get into the nobody wants to. Yeah.
I will. It's okay. No problem. Anyway, okay. These new songs, we went out to Plot 13 Studios out in Temple Hill, Kentucky. Mike the Wizard Etherton recorded for us. And
The Wizard.
The Wizard. Everybody calls him Monk, but he's a wizard to me because he does magic out there. It's been a really cool process doing these new songs because having Steve in the band, he's had such an impact on us.
Yes.
We've actually kind of tuned it down, tuned the sound down, and made it really, really sounding thick and nastier than it's been in the past.
Yeah, I would call it. It's kind of got this sort of dreamy, bluesy kind of, you know, hey man.
Hey, like I said, man, I've been trying to channel my inner Robin Trower for the last month.
Oh, you channeled
now.
The hell out of it on some of this, Phil. What are you talking about? You can start a whole channel. You did the Robin Trower channel at Phillip's house. No, it's good. It's a nice direction for you guys. And of course, yeah, I can say down there at Plot 13, they've had a lot going on here in recent times. And you guys are just amongst the all kinds of good stuff coming out of there. Not to mention his own stuff. What is this? This sex worker.
If you haven't heard that, it's.
Yeah, he's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's a weirdo. Anyway.
That's a nice way to put it.
I mean that in the most complimentary fashion possible. So we'll do a couple here. The first one, Is This Real? Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and who wrote that?
Of course, Ashley writes all our lyrics.
That's what I was getting at. I listened to the songs, I'm like, This is a woman's voice, and by voice I mean in terms of the writing.
Well, I'll tell you this: what's really cool, and the best songs always come out this way. We were just messing around messing around at practice, and just threw a little riff together, and she just jumped all over it and said, "Oh my God!" And it just sprung out of nowhere, and then it kind of just grew. In about 15, 20 minutes, we had a working song. So
boom! All right, so hunt up Blind Locomotive on the Facebook and whatnot. And we'll come back here. Let's do a couple songs. Come back, tell you about some shows they got coming up. June, July, and August, they got one show in each of those months. So there's a lot of space in there if you want to maybe play a show with Blind Locomotive. Because, you know, I think the only people who listen to the show are other bands.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. New Blind Locomotive, Is This Real? The local show brought to you by Kentucky Music Company, 98.3 The Edge.